W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The jury in the deadly chokehold trial of Daniel Penny has deadlocked on the charge of manslaughter. They'll now consider a charge of criminally negligent homicide. Here's legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
They're trying to figure out if Penny acted in a way such that under the statute, they can find that he's negligent, that his actions led to this death, and that he should have known better.
The sister of missing journalist Austin Tice says she just wants him home.
We are basically just told that we need to wait and see how it pans out, which, while understandable, after 12 years, it does feel like just another thing that we need to continue to wait and see how it pans out.
Naomi Tice spoke in Washington. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says he and the president-elect aren't abandoning the man they want to lead the Pentagon.
We believe that Pete Hegseth is the right guy to lead the Department of Defense. That's why President Trump nominated him. We're not abandoning this nomination.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Clark County has a new sheriff. Carrie Kern will complete the remainder of the unexpired term that ends in January 2027. Governor Tony Evers appointed Kern to fill the vacancy created by Sheriff Scott Haynes' resignation. Athletes will continue to have seamless access to sports medicine with a renewed partnership. UW-Stevens Point and Marshfield Clinic Health System will keep working together with an agreement signed through June 2027. This partnership builds on the high quality of comprehensive sports medicine care provided to student athletes. There are 7 full-time and several casual licensed athletic trainers supporting 26 collegiate teams of approximately 800 students. This medical model allows the sports medicine team to be active with preventive resources. They will be able to identify injuries early and provide a rapid response to care and recovery. Lots of jobs and lots of investment are coming to Kenosha County. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly has plans for a $3 billion expansion of its Pleasant Prairie facility. Drug maker is looking to boost production of diabetes and obesity medicines. The project will add 750 highly skilled jobs to the current workforce of over 100 employees. Construction is set to start next year with 2,000 workers hired to build the new addition. Governor Evers praised the project and the region. Between Eli Lilly and Microsoft, there's more than $6 billion of development going on in southeastern Wisconsin.
The Marshfield Police Department will have new office hours starting next month. Beginning on January 3rd, their front office will close at noon on Fridays. They will still have officers on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but the record specialist will not be working after noon on Fridays. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Chris Middleton is back. Now Mike Clemens with sports. It's the return of Chris Middleton to the Bucks lineup for the first time this season. Middleton explained after first injuring his left ankle, then his right last season, if that's what led to the decision to have surgery on both ankles last summer.
Yeah, directly related to each one, yeah. The doctor told me, you know, what was going on, said, you know, you could play through it if you can in the playoffs. After I took some weeks off, just realized they weren't healing the way I thought they should. Realized just needed the cleanup process to get ready for this coming season.
The Bucks are in Boston to play the Celtics. Giannis Antetokounmpo celebrating his 30th birthday today. Former teammate Drew Holiday, now with the Celtics, was asked.
Is Giannis a happy 30th birthday?
Oh, is it? Well, I have to tell him. It's getting old.
NFL, the Packers back in Green Bay after losing to the Lions in Detroit 34-31. The players have the weekend off. Next Sunday night, they play the Seahawks in Seattle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low upper teens to 20. With sunshine for tomorrow, it'll warm up into the low 40s for a high. Increasing clouds for Sunday, highs right around 40 degrees, then a chance of showers into Sunday night. It's 28 degrees right now.
Visit Boot Barn this week to save on top quality holiday gifts. We're offering holiday specials right now where you can get $50 off select men's exotic boots, 25% off select outerwear, western shirts, flannels, and jeans. We're also offering savings on select workwear and children's Western wear. Visit us this week and save on top quality holiday gifts. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho-ho-ho!
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we're in Washington, D.C. to talk about the Trump transition and how progressives need to reform their year-round campaign tactics.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, your host. Very excited to be with you tonight. It's a Friday night before Christmas. You really can't do better than that. Tis the season. We're heading into a weekend with holiday cheer in the air, Christmas shopping, Christmas cookies, family starting to roll in. That could be good or bad. I think it's good. Just a great night here in Wisconsin. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay here at City Deck Landing. Great to have you with me. Riding shotgun, as always, is Conrad. Conrad, how you doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing great.
Yeah, I like that shirt. What are you working there?
It's
like a kind of a like
it's a quilted flannel is one of the Black Friday deals that I got.
Really?
Yeah.
For yourself?
Yeah, I saw it online and I was like,
I deserve it.
That looks nice.
It looks very warm.
Guess the deal.
$20?
It was $20. Guess how much it was originally.
Oh, originally. $50.
$75.
Whoa.
But
so was
I
the inside
it.
Like fleece or something?
Not really, actually. It's like, it's kind of lined. It's okay. Warmer. It's not like,
yeah.
But yeah, $20.
$20. Marked down from 70. So they say.
So I got this with a puffer jacket.
Okay.
And the puffer jacket didn't come. It said delivered. So I've been online with the Fabletics people trying to get. Like, where is it?
That's how they get you.
Yeah, they just want me to buy another puffer jacket. Sorry, we can't find it. You're going to have to buy another one.
See, you thought you were getting $70 worth of clothes for $20. You got $4 worth of clothes for $20.
Yep.
And that's how they get. And they
that's
know you'll
they
give
you.
Up. Eventually, they know you'll give up and stop tracking them down. So don't do it. Yeah, fun show tonight. We've got some fun. This is the day. I'm going to lead with this. I'm not going to bury the lead. Dumb and Dumber was released today, ladies and gentlemen. In 1994, the great Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels teamed up under the great comedy producer, writer, the Farrelly Brothers. That was the film that kind of put them on the map as comedy writers. And the Farrelly style was released to America. And it has been they're very prolific. These guys put out so many movies, and most of them are great. And Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, in this particular one, to me, I feel like Dumb and Dumber is one of the greatest comedies of all time. And I know that people out there listening might go, oh, it's a silly comedy. Yeah, it is. But when you think about how consistent it is, the pace of it, the gags, the acting, it is almost a perfect comedy. It's paced well. It's not too long. It's hilarious, first and foremost. And there's a great story about Dumb and Dumber. I heard this. I can't confirm it. It could be, but it's not the kind of thing anybody would make up. Apparently, Dumb and Dumber was being shot. And during the shooting, Peter and Bobby Farrelly got a call. And it was their first movie they were directing. I think they co-directed it. And they were kind of nervous, whatever. During the filming, Ace Ventura came out and made Jim Carrey the biggest star in the world. And all of a sudden, they're shooting a film that it's going to be the follow-up to Ace Ventura. They have the biggest movie star in the world in their movie, in their first movie. I mean, this got to be like Merry Christmas to all. What a gift that was.
Lloyd Christmas.
Lloyd Christmas. That's right. But such a cool thing. Oh, all of a sudden we have the... I mean, that's half the battle making a movie is getting people to see it. And to do that, you get a big name in it. And now these guys are making a movie with the big... I mean, what a cool story. So, but Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, two just phenomenal actors in their own right. And they worked really well together. I love the movie. Absolutely love it. When I first saw it in the theater with my wife, I was kind of like, what the heck am I watching? This is so crazy. And then all night I was just cracking up, laughing at the gags. I was laughing in the theater too, but I didn't, it was one of those movies I didn't realize how much I loved it until I thought about it later, even though I laughed hysterically. So I love it. Made before you were born though, Conrad.
Yeah.
But you still found it?
Oh yeah, that's, I can't remember obviously when I first saw it, but it's one of the earlier comedies that like raunchy kind of, you know, that I watched, I think. And I just was like, this is hilarious.
But you know what? I will take issue with that. I don't even think it's raunchy. There are gags in it where you're kind of like, I mean, there's the Jeff Daniels in the toilet gag, whatever you want. You know,
would you show it to a really like a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old?
I did. I showed it to my I showed it to my kids. And of course, that was their favorite scene when they were 9 and 4. You know, but they laughed at all the right stuff too, like all the Jim Carrey crazy stuff. And it was kind of funny where we lived in LA. We lived in this huge apartment building for a long time, and then we eventually moved out and rented a house. But one of our neighbors is the valet in the movie. His name is Joe Baker. He's an old English comic. He's since passed away. But man, was it fun to talk to him about that movie. And he's the guy that Jim Carrey's throwing money around to and tipping. And he's, thank you, sir. So great. But I love the movie. My kids love it. To this day, it's one of our favorite comedies. Just brings a smile to my face, even thinking about it. It's so great. So that was released today. And it spurred or sort of inspired tonight's question. Are we ready to unleash the question on the listeners? Let's do it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your favorite comedy duo? Who is your favorite comedy duo? Comedy team. We'll accept the team too. We're looking for twos though, for the most part. You got one, Conrad?
I don't know if you're going to like mine.
Hold on.
Yeah,
Kate McKinnon
guess.
And anyone she's in a scene with.
You know, I wasn't thinking about that, but now.
Shoot.
It is Adam Sandler and Kevin James. Those two together are dynamite. They're so funny.
Okay. They've made some big hits for sure. And you love Mall Cop, right? As do I.
I love Mall Cop.
We bonded over Mall Cop. Yeah, that's tough because it's not like I don't think Adam Sandler's funny. I do. I don't think his movies are great movies. He's funny in them. I'm not a hater by any stretch. But to say greatest, that's
okay.
You're putting yourself out there.
There's another one I really like.
Hold on. I'll say this. I like Paul Blart better than I like any Adam Sandler. I think it's got a sweetness to it. I think Kevin James is really funny. And I think there's good comedy in it.
I really like Grown Ups with them. But I guess in Grown Ups, it's not just them, too. It's a whole
ensemble, yeah.
So, okay, I'll actually change my answer because
I don't mean to.
No, because right. I do like these two a lot.
Okay.
And that's Kevin Hart, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Interesting. I haven't seen a movie with those two
really
together. Yeah,
they're so funny together.
Yeah.
And like, if you look at bloopers with them, they always just make fun of each other, and it's hilarious.
How could they possibly make fun of each other? One's 5'1" and the other one's a mountain. So, all right, those are both great answers. Conrad says Adam Sandler, Kevin James, and also Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'm going to go old school, and I'm going to say Jackie Gleason and Art Carney, and I might add to that as the night goes on. But I will say for Dumb and Dumber, Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey. I mean, you can't. We have a couple clips we'll play, some of our favorite scenes from the movie as the show goes on. But in the meantime, let us know, who is your favorite comedy duo? Could be Laverne and Shirley. You could go with fictional characters. George and Gracie. You know, there's a whole bunch of them. I like two guys we had on this show about a month ago, Steve and Leo. If you watch them do comedy, they were mostly in clubs, but they were on TV quite a bit. The chemistry is unbelievable. They were one of my all-time favorite comedy duos, even though they're not household names. They did go on to write things that became household names, like the Santa Claus and Space Jam and Kicking and Screaming, but they were absolutely just beautiful to watch. So who is your favorite comedy duo or team? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know on the text line or on the app. However you want to reach out, just please reach out. It's always more fun when you guys are part of the show. We have great guests tonight, too. We're going to talk some Packers-Lions with Mike Clemens. Yeah. He'll be along shortly. We'll get Conrad's thoughts on that in just a few as well. I'm sure that was a rough night for you, buddy.
Yeah.
And then we've got at 7:05, Lisa O'Hearn from the Sister Bay Historical Society will be here to talk about their Christmas market days. So there's an event happening in Sister Bay. If you're in Northeast Wisconsin and want to drive up the peninsula, it promises to be a lot of fun. Or if you want to take a road trip from anywhere in the state. And then at, this is very special. What is it, Conrad? It's Friday. That can only mean one thing.
Well, it's Bar Band Friday.
Bar Band Friday, baby. Terry Barr is going to join us at 7:35. She always brings us great music. And we were, the segment was in peril. Because Terry said, I think someone they were going to have on the show got sick and had to cancel, but she found someone new, and I love the song she sent us. So I can't wait to talk to her about that. It is Bar Band Friday night. Terry will be here at 7:35. As always, so much fun. One of my favorite segments of the week. I have to tell you, we had a meeting today.
Yep.
We had a big company. Well, not a company-wide, but a Northeast Wisconsin.
Station.
Station-wide. That was fun. It was nice to see everybody, but yeah. I got to tell you, here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. She comes home and I said this last night, they're trying to kill us. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It's like, what is happening? It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki Zerjev keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I probably ate 12 of those today. And the phrase, you are what you eat, is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show. I felt like a Biscoff cookie. I just had that taste in my mouth and I felt kind of doughy. And I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie. I don't know how that happened.
Do you dip them in coffee?
You know what? No, but
it's so good.
If I had a cup of coffee so right now, I would do it. No, I know. I love having those in the morning with coffee. I do that periodically. They're so good. I don't know what there's a little ginger in there, maybe something. I don't know how they do it, but they're delicious. And I ate way too many of them tonight. And it reminded me of the time I took Vicodin. I'm going to save this for after the break. This is my Vicodin story. I'll do that. And the same way with the Biscoff, I felt like Vicodin. Biscoff's probably a little healthier. All right. And then we have a very special thing coming up too. Conrad has a new, I don't want to call it perfume, a cologne, maybe?
It's a new gig, you know?
Yeah, it's a new gig.
I did a side hustle.
He's trying to become a fragrance millionaire. We'll hear that next, too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I keep seeing this picture of you. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Baby, here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Guess what, Mrs. C?
What, Santa?
We are ready. The Santa room is finally open. Oh, boy, the Santa Claus has really set it up nice this year. What do you think, Mrs. C?
Oh, it's so warm and cozy and welcoming.
What do you think, Mr. Jangles?
It's better than your old room.
All the kids and the families can come now and they can take free pictures with Santa.
Bring your own camera, cell phone, take as many pictures as you like.
And it's all free.
Yes.
Well, how do they find out about us?
Go to our Facebook page, Santa Central Wisconsin.
And they can book a time to come see us?
Yes, definitely, and pets too.
I think the cookies are really good.
Now, we only have so many cookies and you can't eat them all.
Too late.
Mr. Jingle.
I'll have to make some more then.
Our head elf, we need to retire him.
I'm already retired.
Oh, okay. Make sure you come, check with us, set up a time, and come and see us.
We're ready. Santa, Central Wisconsin.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
2, 3, 4!
Joe in the 715 says, favorite comedy duo is Bob Odenkirk and Chris Farley. Oh, interesting. Man in a Van Down by the River. Matt, what's his name? Matt. I kind of liked it because Bob wrote that sketch. Another great story. While he was a waiter at Ed DeBevick's in Chicago, he looked up at the TV that was on in the restaurant while he was taking someone's order, and Chris Farley was performing the sketch that Bob wrote. And then Bob went on to become a megastar and is one of my favorite performers. So great. That's a great one, Joe. Thank you. From the 608, was going to say Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin, but then I thought of Cheech and Chong and the Smothers Brothers. Too many to pick one. Yes, that's Monica in the 608. I totally agree, Monica. It is hard to, it's just fun to list them, even if you don't have to zero in on any one particular. Bill from Green Bay in the 920 says, pretty bird. That's from Dumb and Dumber. The blind kid holding the bird with no head. Yeah, that's a great one. Anna from the 608 says, my favorite comedy duo is Woody Harrelson and Dennis Quaid in Kingpin.
I love that
another
movie.
Farrelly Brothers movie. I do too. Here, okay, Anna, since you shared that, I'm going to share my favorite, and I'm glad knowing. I think I can say this because I don't think anybody's really going to know what I'm talking about. But Roy comes out and says, morning, hope you don't mind. I got up a little early, so I took the liberty of milking your cow for you. Yeah, it took a little while to get her warmed up. She sure is a stubborn one. Then pow, all at once. Mr. Bork says, we don't have a cow. We have a bull. Oh, my God. I forgot about that line. And then the woman who, she was in Something About Mary, too. When Woody Harrelson, she makes Woody Harrelson sleep with her. Because he was late on the rent. And then he's puking, and her line is, she's laying in bed, and she says, I don't know what it is about good sex. It always makes me have to crap. Oh, he says, you really jarred something loose there, Tiger. Very funny stuff. Great text. Keep them coming. Who is your favorite comedy duo or comedy team? Send us your text. We'll read it on the radio. All right, this is exciting. We have a new, we're starting to roll out some merch here at Nightlight. And if you're wondering what to buy people for Christmas, I think this could be helpful. It's pretty inexpensive. When you say, Conrad, I mean, you're not asking for the moon here when it comes to money.
Well, let me just tell you a little how this side gig came to be. You know, it was just a random Tuesday, and I see email from Quick Trip. I'm like, well, that's kind of, never really receive emails. And they said, hey, Conrad, you're one of our most loyal customers. We want to do something special for you this holiday. I was like, well, that's cool. And I never rolled anything out before. And they said, we got a big idea for you. How would you like to have your name on some cologne?
Wow.
I was like, I can't pass that up.
With the Quick Trip logo above it. That's yeah. Let's talk about chick magnet.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear the ad. Conrad put this together. This is for his own merch. Keep an open mind, folks. Christmas is right around the corner.
Introducing Khan's new scent. Smell like Quick Trip. I know what you're thinking, why would that smell good? But just imagine putting it on in the morning. Fresh warm donuts, coffee, chicken sandwich, gasoline, a fresh car wash. Those tree things that make your car smell nice. Quick Trip. Cologne by Khan.
Sold only at Quick Trip.
I love it. You really did some serious research there. Those tree things that make your house.
You know, it just flowed.
We're going to have to hear that again at some point of the night, because I think all those fragrances rolled into one. You could do that. You could buy Conrad Quick Trip by Conrad or Conrad by Quick Trip, or just put a couple slices of bologna in your pockets. You'll smell very similar.
Smell similar, yes.
I'm not sure if we can lift the Modelo music like we did. We could probably get in trouble for that. We probably should have ran that by Todd first. But there, what would you pay for that? What would you charge?
Right, currently...
A bottle that is like the size of like a little energy thing or something?
So it's actually in a gasoline can.
Oh.
And it has the Quick Trip logo on it.
It's just kind of a blue-collar smell.
Yeah, and I'm selling it for $120.
$120, folks.
Plus shipping.
Line up. Text us if you're interested, and we'll steer you in the right direction. You could smell like Conrad throughout the holidays. Don't just limit it to Christmas. Listen, if you're and if you all make Conrad a fragrance millionaire, I realize we're gonna have to hire a new producer. But if I could see Conrad sitting in a mansion over the Fox River, you'd probably want Lambeau Field in your view.
I'd just be living in Lambeau Field.
You'd be living in Lambeau Field, exactly. to go from that to the Packers, we should probably put some cushion in there. Let's talk about your feelings about the game after we talk to Mike.
Okay.
Because when Mike is here at 6:35, he'll probably help you formulate how exactly you feel about the game. Jim from the 920 says, oh, let's see so many Martin and Lewis. Shields and Yarnell, yes. Gleason and Kearney, yes. So many. Thank you, Jim. You're right. I said Gleason and Kearney, but like what Joe did with Odenkirk and Farley, even if you do one film together, you can be a great comedy team as far as I'm concerned. So I'm going to add Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin to my list from Midnight Run, one of my all-time favorite movies. They played off each other perfectly. So keep those suggestions coming. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Who is your favorite comedy duo? You know, this is kind of weird. I was going to do a whole thing on this, but I can't seem to get the guest I want. Jim Abrahams died. He was a great comedy writer. He wrote Naked Gun. He worked with the Zucker Brothers a lot. They were also Wisconsin guys. Jim, as I understand it, grew up in northern Wisconsin or vacationed there. I don't have the whole story yet, but spent a fair amount of time in northern Wisconsin. And he was part of some phenomenal films. I'm Facebook friends with Pat Proft, who also wrote Hot Shots and Naked Gun. And Pat wrote Real Genius, which we talked about recently on this show. John Grimes was on the show, Uncle Rico. He was in Real Genius. I really want to get Pat on the show. I don't know if he's a radio type guy. I don't even know him. But I did. I reached out to him through Facebook Messenger. I just wrote him this glowing message saying how I'd love for him to come on and talk about his friend Jim Abrahams and some of the work they did together. And he just sent a heart back. So he acknowledged it.
I don't know what that means.
He acknowledged it like, hey, thanks for the great words. But I guess that means he doesn't want to come on the radio. So I'm going to pursue this, though. Kind of like I did with, what was her name? Sophia Coppola.
Yeah.
All right, Mike Clemens is coming up next, folks, to tell us everything we know about last night's game with the Packers and the Lions. It's Night Light with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay.
The holiday season is here, and a seasonally themed locomotive is set to take a trip across Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
For the 26th year, Canadian Pacific will be sending its holiday train across North America. Over the next few days, people in Wisconsin can enjoy lights and music as the holiday train rolls through the state. On Saturday, the train will cross into Wisconsin from Illinois, with shows in Sturtevant and Caledonia in the evening. On Sunday, the holiday train will make stops in Wauwatosa, Heartland, Oconomowoc, Watertown, and Columbus. The train will then go through central and western Wisconsin on Monday. The holiday train raises money for local charities and food banks and also brings awareness to food insecurity in area communities. It's free to attend each stop, but it's asked that people going to see the holiday train bring food or money donations to help stock local food pantries. Musical performers at the Wisconsin stop.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play! Left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the glove hand. William Grandma, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless, resilient Red with another come-from-behind win.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers welcome the top-ranked team in the country to town, defending Big Ten champion Michigan State. Adam Morrison is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin alongside. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Badgers start this weekend series with a 5-8-1 record, 3-5 in the Big Ten, currently in third place in the league standings, unbeaten in the last four games. Last weekend here in Madison, the Badgers beat Alaska Anchorage 7-1, then settled for a 1-1 overtime tie in the non-conference series. Meanwhile, Michigan State comes to town 11-1 overall, 9 straight wins for the green and white, 4-0 in the Big Ten, 5 points behind first place Minnesota. The Spartans last weekend shut out Lindenwood twice, 4-0 and 2-0. And Ian, this is quite a challenge for Wisconsin. A year ago, the Badgers lost 3 of 4 games to the Spartans. And you'll recall the last regular season series here, the Badgers needed 5 of 6 points against Michigan State to clinch the regular season crown.
Yep.
Instead, Michigan State spoiled that with a win on Friday night, 4-2, or beg your pardon, 5-2, had a couple of empty net goals. And then the Badgers won the finale, 4-1. But boy, this is a deep team from the goal out, isn't it?
Well, it is. When I first saw their stats and I was looking at it, I go, oh, they must be winning a lot of close games because I don't recognize a lot of significant scoring. And then I turned around, okay, they lost 3-0 to Boston College. That's their only loss. But other games, they're scoring 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 goals. So not only are they really strong defensively, but they can put the biscuit in the basket.
Yeah, they're averaging 3.7 goals per game, 7th best in the country, allowing only 1.5 goals per game. That's number one in the country, and number one for Michigan State is their goaltender Trey Augustine, maybe the best in the country.
Apparently he put on a clinic last weekend, and or the weekend maybe before, whoever they played in. They played Lindenwood last weekend, whoever it was in the Big Ten series before.
Yep.
And one of my friends called me from Michigan and said, oh, this guy's good. You better bring a freight train and get him off the tracks. That's all you have to do. But he's played very, very well in all of his appearances, and he's got a really good defensive core right in front of him.
The Badgers have a full D core for the first time since the opening weekend. Tommy Scarfone will start in goal. He's 4-0-1 in his last 5 starts. The Badgers 3-0-1 in their last 4 as they welcome the Michigan State Spartans to town. And we'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Shh! Want to hear a secret? But you have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Hall of Fame. We would like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Chuck Gennaro. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know was directly affected by the work Chuck has been doing during his 30-plus years with WFHR, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Chuck to Laura Berg, laura.berg@civicmedia.us. Thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Join us on Tuesdays for Community Stories and Thursdays for Community Stories Junior, both from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WFHR. Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
Administration.
Here at the Kohl Center in Madison, two-game series in Big Ten play opens tonight between Wisconsin and top-ranked Michigan State. Joining us now is head coach Mike Hastings. And Mike, this should be a lot of fun. The Spartans are playing so very well. Adam Nightingale obviously led them to a couple of Big Ten championships a year ago. And they don't seem like anything's different from a year ago, too. It's basically the same roster except for a couple of additions in there.
Yeah, you know what? They returned a lot of their previous roster and you know, you learn to win. That gets catchy, and you like it. And so they've gotten off to a good start, and we've got a great opportunity in our own building to try and, you know, garner some points in a very difficult Big Ten where, you know, when we lost some games early, they weren't Big Ten games. We've got ourselves in the thick of it here. We played more games than anybody else in our league. So these are very important games, one, because they're at home and because it's game number 9.
Yeah. Michigan State's very good defensively, number 1 in the country, one of the top scoring teams in the land, too. But really, when you think about them, at least when I do, I think about their goaltender, 19-year-old Trey Augustine. He's been fantastic for them, and he's been fantastic for USA Hockey, and I'm assuming he's going to have a heck of a professional career, and I would assume you think the same way.
Yeah, I wish he'd start it tonight. That's not going to happen. He's done himself proud, his family proud. Watched him at USA, and he's a complete package. And so with any good goaltender, you've got to get some traffic in front of him. If you think you're going to get pucks by him, you've got to have second and thirds pay a price to get into that paint and attack the net with numbers. Yeah. And then for us, again, getting off to a good start, I think trying to make them uncomfortable, you know, get up inside that paint and make sure there's some traffic.
There have been some encouraging signs from your club here in the last few weeks, hasn't there?
Yeah, you know what? We've taken some steps in some areas, and we obviously need to continue. But we've had some guys dent the back of the net that hadn't previously. And when we get secondary scoring, we saw the Penn State weekend. We were difficult to chase, even though we didn't play a perfect weekend. I found a way to win 2 hockey games. And then last Friday, I thought our our horses really stood out. When you look at 4 points from Mosley, and you had Finley, and you had Morrissey, they really did a good job of carrying us both 5-on-5 and on the power play. And so tonight we just need to continue to sprinkle it around the infield as far as our forwards offensively. We've got Joe Plotichuk coming back into the lineup, who's been out for quite a while. So I'm hoping what we thought was going to be a real backbone for us can be that tonight with our defensive core.
Wisconsin and Michigan State. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at EvansTrans.com. That's EvansTrans.com. Go Badgers!
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Owen Lundmark, center from Wisconsin men's hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. You can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Wisconsin and Michigan State coming up here. The annual teddy bear toss tonight. Military appreciation as well tonight as the Badgers open this two-game series against the Spartans. You mentioned Joe Plotichuk. First time since the opening weekend, you've had all eight defensemen available to you. Another freshman, Logan Hensler, got a nice...
game to that point, and then got nicked up with an upper body injury after that. And anytime that happens, it does take you a little bit of time. And even talking to him this week when we were going through video, he just says that he feels a bit more comfortable at this time. And we're going to need him to play both ends of the rink, just like USA Hockey's going to need him if he gets an opportunity to play for that team.
Yeah. You mentioned Ryland Mosley in the last segment. Ryland's riding a 5-game goal scoring streak, 9 points in that span, the Big Ten's number two star. He's put up some nice numbers for you since transferring in from Michigan Tech, and he finds the open spaces, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's courageous enough to go to him.
Yeah.
Because sometimes those spaces are well defended. Mm-hmm. He's scored some goals in traffic. You see the game tying goal. He's standing with his toes right on the paint. There's prices that you have to pay in there. But the other ones that have been a little bit more of the highlight examples have been him just ripping a puck. Yeah. You know, you think of the power play goal that he scored that we really needed at Penn State after we'd let a lead slip away. He's a bit of a man, and he's somebody that we've been able to lean on, and we're going to need to lean on him tonight.
Spoke with Zach Schulz earlier this week, a Michigan native, and asked him about the matchup with Michigan State. He said, we need to stick to our ground game. You're looking for 60 minutes of hockey. I'm not sure if you've played that yet as a team. I think every coach is looking for 60 minutes of hockey, and if you do that tonight, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, the one thing against State is they're pretty committed to what they do, and they try and play a full 60 minutes. And so our ability to, I guess, really maintain focus when the peaks and the valleys of this game and the momentum swings, of just being able to stay with it. And we're a much better team when we have the puck than without it, as any team is. And our commitment to being hard when we get it and holding on to it, and then when we don't, getting physical so that we can return that and get it back on our tape is going to be really important tonight.
Forward to it, the Badgers and the Spartans. My thanks to head coach Mike Hastings. More of our pregame show on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Is this real leather?
About 14 minutes away from the opening faceoff, Wisconsin and Michigan State in the first of two games here at the Kohl Center in Madison. A year ago, the Spartans went 25-10-3, 16-6-2, and finished in first place during the Big Ten regular season, wrapping up the championship in the final weekend of the regular season here in Madison a year ago. The Spartans then went on to beat Michigan 5-4 to win the Big Ten Tournament Championship, made it to the NCAA, beat Western Michigan, then lost to Michigan 5-2 in the regional final. By the way, from a year ago, Michigan State lost some key pieces. Artem Leshnov,
one of the best defensemen in the Big Ten. In fact, the defensive player of the year, second overall pick by the Chicago Blackhawks in the NHL draft last year. He turned pro. They also lost captain Nicholas Mueller, Jeremy Davidson, who was a Badger killer, Nash Niehaus, a first-team all-conference defenseman as well. They have six freshmen, eight sophomores. They're built around their junior class, which features eight players, four seniors, and grad students. And I mentioned their ability to score, Ian. They've got a very balanced attack. Isaac Howard a year ago had 8 goals, 36 points. Joey Larson, 16 goals, 32 points. Corson Dorwart, 15 goals, 35 points. Gavin O'Connell, 15 points. 15 goals, 26 points. Daniel Russell, 13 goals, 25 points. Russell leads the team with 8 goals this season. Howard's got six, but almost interchangeable. They're very talented up front, aren't they?
Well, what amazes me, and I don't know, I'm sure this is a coach's philosophy or whatever it is, they're not going to take the transfers and the freshmen and stick them all on two lines and two sets of defensemen and here, sink or swim. If you look at their lineup, every one of their transfer or freshmen is playing on a different line with upperclassmen. The only same situation deals down behind the blue line, where Owen West and Nicholas Andrews are playing with upperclassmen. So it seems to be they just kind of had some holes and just plugged them,
yep,
you know, with these type of guys. And I tell you what, that's not a bad philosophy if you can do what they're doing.
Andrews, a grad student, transfer from Colorado College. The other transfer in the lineup tonight for Michigan State, Charlie Stramel, who spent the first 2 years of his collegiate career at Wisconsin, had 8 goals and 20 points in 67 games. Stramel has 3 goals and 9 points so far for the Spartans this season. Adam Nightingale in his third year, 54, 30, and 5. He's 6-2 against the Badgers. We'll run down the rest of the Big Ten, set the line charts as well as we get set for Wisconsin and Michigan State. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Well, Minnesota leads the Big Ten with 17 points. Michigan State has 12. Michigan and Wisconsin tied for third with 11 points. Ohio State up to 8. Notre Dame 3 points. Penn State just 1. The Nittany Lions were shut out last night 4-0 and lost for the 7th time in 9 games. Ohio State victorious behind 2 goals from Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine. The Buckeyes now 10-4-1 overall and lead the Nittany Lions 2-1 after one period of play in Columbus. Meanwhile, the 4th round ranked Gophers, home to play 6th ranked Michigan. The Wolverines have won 7 of 8. They split with Western Michigan a week ago. The Gophers have only one loss in their last 13 games. And Notre Dame, which has dropped 8 of 9, is idle this weekend. Also, the top-ranked Wisconsin women held on to beat Minnesota State 2-1 in Mankato. Kirsten Sims, a goal and an assist. Ava McNaughton, 23 saves, including 11 in the third period. Mark Johnson's club now 18-1 and wraps up its series with the Mavericks tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. So that's a look at the Big Ten. You know, a year ago, Wisconsin was 9-1 and went to East Lansing to play Michigan State. The Badgers hadn't been ranked number one in the country since the last poll of the 2006-07 preseason poll. Now Michigan State is number one for the first time since the last poll in 2007 when the Spartans won their last national championship. Best start for Michigan State since its Frozen Four team in the 88-89 campaign when the Spartans started 19-1. They've won 9 in a row for the first time since the 2001 campaign. And we look at the quick trip lineups, and we'll start with Michigan State. Trey Augustine, 6'1", sophomore in goal from South Lyon, Michigan. He's 9-1 this season, a 171 goals against, a 938 save percentage. His wins, goals against, save percentage, and two shutouts all lead the Big Ten. Starting defensively for Michigan State, 6'2", 200-pound sophomore Maxim Sturbach. He's from Slovakia. And Patrick Geary, a sophomore from Buffalo. Both are Buffalo Sabres draft choices. And the starting forward line for Adam Nightingale's squad at center, Carson Dorwart, 6'1 junior from Sherwood, Oregon, 2 goals, 7 points this season. Preseason first team All Big Ten by league coaches. Also, Daniel Russell, junior, 5'10 from Traverse City, Michigan. He's on the left wing of the top line, tied for fourth in the Big Ten with 8 goals this season. And on the right wing, starting for Michigan State, 6'1 junior Joey Larson from Brighton, Michigan, a team leading 16 goals a year ago. He has 4 so far this season. And we'll keep an eye and an ear open for the second line for Michigan State with their leading scorer, Isaac Howard, on the left wing, the Hudson, Wisconsin native. Gavin O'Connell, the sophomore from Plymouth, Minnesota, on the right wing. And in the middle of that second line is Charlie Stramel, the former Badger, suiting up. Just 20 points in his UW career, already 9 in 12 games with Michigan State. As for the Badgers, Ian, they've got their full complement of defensemen for the first time since the opening weekend. How important is that?
Well, you know, I looked at it and I said, I see that Michigan State dressed an extra forward.
Yep.
But with as many people that have gone down out of Badger hockey, it's been defensemen time and time again. So Jack Phelan will be listed as the extra defenseman. Probably a smart move in the sense that we seem to get hurt a lot on defense.
Well, Joe Palatichuk, who had missed the last 7 games, is in the lineup tonight. The 6-foot sophomore from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, has yet to score a point this season after putting up 18 points as a freshman a year ago. Palatichuk paired with fifth-year defenseman Anthony Kerr. Daniel Lodge, the senior from Altoona, with freshman Logan Hensler. And starting on defense for Wisconsin tonight, the Michigan native Zach Scholes, 6'1", 200-pounder from South Lyon. He's yet to score a point in 6 goals games this season. And then Ben Dexheimer, the junior from Edina. He's yet to light the lamp this season. Ben's first goal as a Badger came last year at Michigan State. Starting forward line for Wisconsin on the left wing, tied for second in the Big Ten with 9 goals, 6-foot sophomore Quinn Finley from Suamico, Wisconsin. 4 goals, 11 points during a 6-game point scoring streak. The right wing, 5'11 from Arne Prior, Ontario. Rylan Mosley, a 5-game goal scoring streak, 9 points in that span. And in the middle, Gavin Morrissey, 5'11 freshman from Rochester Hills, Michigan. His 15 points tied for second best among freshmen in the Big Ten. Cody Laskowski, Christian Fitzgerald, Kyle Kukkonen will skate together on the second line. Owen Mellenbacher, Owen Lindmark, and Jack Horbach left to right on the third line. Lindmark last Saturday played the 150th game of his UW career. And Tyson Dick, Sawyer Scholl, and Adam Pietila, the fourth line for Mike Hastings, who's in his 13th season, 330 wins, 129 losses, and 28 ties. All right, the key, I guess, getting off to a good start against a Michigan State team, but then trying to play that full 60 minutes, Ian.
you just don't want anybody, whether it's Michigan State or Timbuktu, you're in a situation where you don't want anybody to come in and take control of your building when it's your home ice.
Badgers only 2-5-1 at home this season and 2-5 on Friday nights. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up. It's Wisconsin and Michigan State. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hills.